You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another dope show here on Stardom 100 Radio. Today, I'm super excited. I have a special guest, Mara Hall, who is now on the new television series on TV Network, Ambitions. So we're going to go ahead and invite her on the line, and we're going to get started with another great show, and you all be sure to stay tuned. Mara Hall, do we have you on the line?
You sure do. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing splendiferous and absolutely divine. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And thank you for being a guest. How's the weather doing? Are you like in Atlanta?
I'm in Atlanta. It's a little bipolar-ish. Now it's getting cooler. Fall is officially in the building.
Hey, it's like pouring down raining. So I'm like maybe 6 hours away from Atlanta, so it's like pouring down raining right now. So this weather here has been bipolar as well.
Right. Where are you located?
I'm actually in Alabama.
Oh, what part?
I'm like down in Mobile.
Oh, I love Mobile, the birthplace of Mardi Gras. Laissez les bons temps rouler.
Look, girl, you know what? It's
look
not
at me.
Many people
look at me, no way.
Give that credit. Thank you. A lot of people do not get that credit. See, I love you already. See there? Because you already know. A lot of people, they say New Orleans. They're like, New Orleans. I'm like, no, do your research.
Right. What high school did you go to? Yeah. Murphy or LaFleur? Or Blunt? You from Pritchett?
Look, Murphy High School.
You're a Murphy Panther.
I am a Murphy Panther. Go, Murphy. Man, look, see, you know what? You on your stuff. You know. Girl, so you are now starring on this show. This is like a modern-day soap opera, Ambitions.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about your character.
Well, I play Darcia Lancaster, who is the first cousin to Rondell and Evan Lancaster Jr. And I come from Chicago right after a lot of chaos happens in Atlanta with their family and all the things that have been going on. I don't know if you were caught up with up to episode 11. In episode 11, where we had our mid-series finale, Evan Sr. was shot and killed. So I come in right after that.
Go ahead.
No, I said my character is, you know, ride or die for her cousins. She loves her cousins, and she's just there for support for them at their time of need.
So, like, was it easy preparing for her role, or did it kind of come a little natural for you? Like, how did you prepare yourself?
You know, the character Darcia is totally different from Mara. It's a total 360-degree departure from who I am. Like, I can't disclose all of it, but she's totally different from me. So I would say, like, I'm jovial, I'm nice, I'm all of that. She's not that. So Doing a lot of background work, a background history on the character, talking to our wonderful showrunner, Jamie Giddens, creator of Ambitions, asking him, like, where's the character from, what part of, because she comes from Chicago, what part of Chicago she's from, to, that would help me base who my character is and how she plays her role in this new Atlanta situation.
Okay. So what has it been like working with, I know, like, there's Robin Givens and Essence, like, what has it been like working with those two?
Amazing. You know, they are legends in the African-American community. I've loved Robin Givens since she was on Head of the Class in, like, 1987. So, and I told her that when I met her. I was like, I've loved you since Head of the Class. You my boo. I love you. I love you. And she laughed because, you know, most people don't know about Head of the Class, but I do. And then Boomerang and just, then Essence Atkins. She's just an amazing actress that does not age at all. Neither one of them do. So this has been an amazing experience working with both of them.
Okay. Now, outside of the show, you're also a new mom. So, like, what has that feeling been like?
A lot. I have a 9. It's a lot. It's a lot. No, but it's a blessing. My daughter Marley Nicole, she's amazing, and she brings joy to my life every day because she's just such a happy baby. Like, every day we wake up and she's smiling, and just to have that to wake up to every day is just a blessing. So, but it is. I'm tired all the time because I'm older. So, she really does take all of my energy, suck all of my juice out.
Oh man, I relate. I have a daughter. She's 11, and she's my only child, so she keeps me quite busy.
So you understand totally.
Because she's getting up there. Yes, she's getting older, so it's like into that preteen, and so I definitely understand the busyness, especially when she was a baby. So, like, how has it been easy? Because I know, like, you have, you know, now you're with this new TV series and, you know, mommy roles. Like, how do you balance that?
Well, when she first was born, I think I started filming when she was 3 months, 2 to 3 months. So she pretty much, you know, didn't really do a lot. She wasn't really busy. She just sat there and you just had to feed her, change her and stuff. And so my husband would kick in when I had to, like, be on set or if I had to learn lines, because I had to go out of mommy mode because I had to learn my lines. I had to learn everything and get all of that together. And so it was difficult, and it's really difficult now that she's 9 months and she's about to start walking, so she's into everything. But I just try to stay calm and stay focused and stay organized to make sure she has everything that she needs. And then, you know, luckily I have this wonderful program, which she's watching right now, called Dave and Well, she watches a lot of nursery rhymes and learns those. She loves music, so she's starting to make noise now. Hope you don't hear her.
Well, she's following by her mom, you know, now with the music. So, like, because you have a doctorate in music, so... You know, she's
tagging
along behind.
She is. She is going to be in the band just like me. She's going to play the clarinet or tuba just like her mama. And she's going to go to Jackson State University just like her mama. She's going to be in the band
then.
Just like her mama.
All right, then. So, like, do you, now with you having a doctorate in music, are you working on any new music at the moment?
Well, you know what? I actually don't have a full doctorate in music. I did 2 years worth of study on it, and then I quit and I moved to Los Angeles, California, to pursue acting. But I still do teach. I do consulting work for different colleges, for different high schools, and I also teach private lessons here in the Atlanta area still. Because I love music. It was my passion.
Okay. All right. Now, speaking about filming, you also wrote a short film called Juicy Ladies. I was doing a little reading about that. Can you tell me more about that film.
Absolutely. Juicy Ladies is a coming-of-age story about a young lady that struggles with weight loss and looking for love in the wrong places. And she's diagnosed with diabetes and doesn't know what to do about it. And she meets this guy before he loses a lot of weight. He loses a lot of weight. They fall in love, and he helps her lose weight and control her diabetes, and they fall in love, and it's just an amazing thing, and he loves her for who she is on the inside. So it's basically a story that comes from my life. I'm diabetic. I'm type 2 diabetic, and I always, like, before I moved to L.A., was looking for love in the wrong places and making really, really bad decisions with men. So it's just a true testament of my life and my journey and how to overcome all of that and to persevere through it.
Okay. And is this film, is it out already? Like, where can it be viewed, or are you still working on it?
You know, I am still working on it because I'm going to do another cut of it because I'm not really satisfied with the cut that I have. But it will be on Aspire TV in February for their indie film block.
Mm-hmm.
But that will be the older version. There will be another version. So you'll be able to see it on Aspire TV in February.
Okay, then. Okay, February. See, that's my birthday month. So I'm definitely going to be looking forward to seeing that. Yeah, you know, and just from listening to the movie, I can definitely relate to that. You know, looking for love in all the wrong places. Been there, done that. So I'm definitely going to be looking forward to watching it. I think all of us as women, you know, bumped our heads a few times, made a few little mistakes here or there. So I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that film. So do you have any other upcoming projects that we can look forward to? Because you do a lot. You are like a Jane of all trades. You've been in Grey's Anatomy. You've had Tears of the Scalp. You knew Mommy. You just do a lot. You know, you remind me of myself, too. Always busy. So what's next for you?
Always busy. Well, I plan on revamping my social media movement show, I Got Something to Say, where I empower through laughter in 3 minutes or less, and that's the next thing that I'm going to do on my horizon, getting all the original content out for that and putting it out there in the social universe for everyone to enjoy.
Okay, then. All right. I was watching that, like, you had the segment where you go and, like, you greet people and tell them something nice about themselves that you like. And I was like, that's nice. Like, you know, you don't know how somebody is feeling, you know?
Exactly.
And now, of course,
you can brighten somebody's day.
Yeah, and
exactly.
I know you probably had some interesting encounters.
I did. People were not friendly, and they were looking at me like, why are you talking to me?
I know, like, what? Who is this? But it just helps because you have so much going on. People are dealing with depression, suicide, and it's, you know, this month is breast cancer awareness, domestic violence. So just a few little sweet words can just brighten somebody's day. So I love that you do that, you know. So definitely continue doing that. So,
thank you.
Thank you. So, like, that's all the questions I have for you, but I'm, like, super excited that you just took the time out of your day to talk to me. I'm looking forward to watching your character on Ambitions because this show is, like, it's so much drama. I was like, oh, my God.
it's way too much drama. Way
too much character.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You will be pleasantly surprised.
Hey, I was just off of looking at the previews. I was just like, this is a lot. This is a lot. This is juicy. This is spicy. What's going on? So, I'm like, yeah, this is going to be interesting. This is one of those grab your popcorn. You know, you I have to grab a glass and tune in. So, I thank you so much, Marl, for sitting in with me and talking with me, and I just look forward to new adventures from you. Everything else that you're going to be involved in, I'll definitely be keeping up with you.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and such a blessing
Thank
to be able to talk to you as well. my Mobile sister.
Look at you. I'll never forget that. I'll be like, you know what, Mar, when I'm watching the show, I'm like, you know, you see her right there? She knows about Mobile and Mercy. I'm like, she knows
so
about
just a little. Just before we go, my best friend is from Mobile, Alabama. His name is Dr. Carl Cunningham Jr., and he's over the Mobile Kappa League.
Oh, okay. That Cunningham name
shout out
sounds
to Dr.
so
Cunningham.
Familiar. Okay, then. That name sounds familiar, and mm-hmm. I may know who you're talking about, too. So, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Small world. Oh, man. Oh,
absolutely.
And real quick, before we talk. Can you tell listeners how to keep up with you on social media?
Absolutely. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mara, M-A-R-A, underscore Hall, H-A-L-L, and on Facebook at Mara.Hall, M-A-R-A dot H-A-L-L. And lastly, my website will be up in the next month or so. That's www.marahall.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Mar. You have a beautiful night.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.